South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, omnipotent, all-powerful, omnipresent, everywhere at the same time, omniscient, all-knowledgeable, please forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is the healing of a lame man, part 1. My scripture comes from Acts 3, 1 through 10, which reads, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked that alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, with John said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." My text is Acts 3, 6, which states, "Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Many signs and wonders were done by the apostles, which are not written in this book. But here we find one given us for an instance. As they worked miracles not upon everybody, as everybody had occasion for them, but as the Holy Spirit gave direction, so as to answer the end of their commission. The persons by whose ministry this miracle was worked were Peter and John, two principal men among the apostles. They were so in crisis time, one speaker of the house for the most part, the other favorite of the master, and they continued so. When, upon the conversion of thousands, the church was divided into several societies. It was in the temple where Peter and John went up together, because it was the place of concourse. There were the schools of fish, among which the net of the gospel were to be cast. It was at the hour of prayer, one of the hours of public worship, commonly appointed and observed among the Jews. Time and place are two necessary circumstances of every action, which must be determined by consent, as is most convenient for instruction. With reference to public worship, there must be a house of prayer and an hour of prayer. The ninth hour, that is, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, was one of the hours of prayer among the Jews. 9 in the morning and 12 at noon were the other two. See Psalm 55:17, Daniel 6:10. It is of use for private Christians so far to have their hours of prayer as may observe, though not to bind, yet to remind conscience. Everything is beautiful in its season. the patient on whom this miraculous cure was formed and here described. He was a poor, lame beggar at the temple gate. He was a cripple, not by accident, but born so. He was lame from his mother's womb, and was just seen by a paralytic distemper, which weakened his limbs. For it is said in the description of his cure, his feet and ankle bones received strength. Some such piteous cases now and then there are, which we ought to be affected with and look upon with compassion, and which are designed to show us what we all are by nature, spiritually, without strength, lame from our birth, unable to work or walk in God's service. He was a beggar, unable to work for his living. He must live upon alms, such as God's poor. Alms are gifts of money or goods given to the poor. He was laid daily by his friends at one of the gates of the temple. A miserable spectacle, unable to do anything for himself, but to ask alms of those that entered into the temple or came out. That was a concourse of devout good people from whom charity might be expected, and a concourse of such people when it might be hoped that they were in the best frame. And there he was laid. He would not have been laid there and laid there dead daily if he had not been receiving daily supplies there. Our prayers and our alms shall go together. The gate of the temple at which he was laid is here named. It was called Beautiful for the extraordinary splendor and magnificence of it. He begged of Peter and John, begged in alms. This was the utmost he expected from them, who had the reputation of being charitable men, and who, though they had not much, yet did good for what they had. It was not many weeks ago that the blind and the lame came to Christ in the temple and were healed there. Matthew 21:14. And he might have asked more than an alms if he knew that Peter and John wrote Christ's messages and preached and wrought miracles in his name. But he had that done for him, which he looked not for. He asked an alms and had a cure. Hurricane Idalia could have caused even more damage to Florida. Here's why it didn't. The wall around Hurricane Idalia's eye began collapsing right before the storm had hit Florida, sparing the state more intense impacts. By the Associated Press on September 1st, 2023, in the final hours before Hurricane Idalia struck Florida, the storm had grown into a Category 4 beast lurking off the state's west coast, and the forecast came for it to continue intensifying up until landfall. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft had recorded winds up to 130 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center said in an ominous bulletin at 6 a.m. Wednesday. As the sun rose an hour later, however, there was evidence the hurricane began replacing the wall around its eye, a phenomenon that its experts say kept it from further intensifying. Maximum winds had dropped to near 125 miles per hour, the Hurricane Center said in a 7 a.m. update. Then came another surprising twist, a last-minute turn sparing the state's capital city of Tallahassee from far more serious damage. Eye wall replacement cycles are common in major hurricanes, and so when you see that, it does lead to some temporary weakening, said Kelly Godsey, one of the meteorologists tracking the storm at the National Weather Service in Tallahassee, where his colleagues slept inside the weather office so they could be at work in case the city was devastated. The eye wall essentially begins collapsing, and that was beneficial from a timing perspective, said Donald Jones, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Several hours after the process begins, a new eye wall forms and the hurricane can then quickly intensify, which didn't happen to Idalia as there wasn't enough time before the landfall, Jones said. Some missus may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus died a very painful death on the cross. They placed a crown of thorns on his head, pierced him in the side, nailed his hands and feet to the cross. He suffered, bled, and died that our sins will be forgiven and we will have eternal life. Therefore, let us love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is material gods. Money and possessions can do great good when they are used wisely and kept in proper perspective. Some of the great people of the Bible were very rich. Abraham, Isaac, and Solomon were perhaps the richest men in their day. God's quarrel is not with material goods, but with material gods. Materialism has become the god of too many of us. Our material possessions are elevated to the central place in our lives, and we give them the attention only God deserves. The Bible teaches that the preoccupation with material possessions is a form of idolatry, and God hates idolatry. It poisons every other phase of our lives, including our family life. The problem, the Bible says, is not with money itself, but with our love of money. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, according to 1 Timothy 6:10. No one can serve two masters, according to Matthew 6:24. And here is a question for your consideration. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Don't allow money or anything to take God's rightful place in your life. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to him, acknowledge your sin, and trust him as your Lord and Savior. Will you respond to his call? Will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive him into your life. Remember, God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb. But early on the third day he arose with all power in his hands so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first. Trust and obey his word. And use your resources to honor God and help people. Until next time, my beloved, stay encouraged by knowing that God loves you. And when God is in it, there is no limit. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Hi, Alexander Alfano inviting you to listen to the Religious Liberty Report, our weekly news brief on Religious Liberty News on WCNO 89.9 FM at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoons. Hope to see you there.